This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
It is Mad Wednesday on Joy with Dylan, Joel and Dean Arcuri, and the future's looking bright. So bright, we need to wear shades.
So bright, we are joined here in the studio by Daniel from Midsummer. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, look, you get the applause.
It's like the Pride March.
Oh my God, that's the best that has made my year. Thank you so much for that.
Well, we are here to talk today about Midsummer Futures. Now, Midsummer Futures started last year, didn't it? It was for emerging queer artists and culture makers, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. So last year we identified at Midsummer that there wasn't a lot of fresh blood coming into the festival, and also there wasn't really anyone in the greater industry that was really investing in...
I noticed you looked at me when you said there wasn't really enough fresh blood. I'm like, well, yeah, okay.
And don't get me wrong, it's not about squeezing out people that have been integral to the festival for the last 30 years, or decade, I should say, in your case. But I think what was really important was that what we identified was that that there were so many amazing queer practitioners out there that weren't participating in the festival. And also at the same time, no one was investing in queer practice in Melbourne either. So we developed this program called Midsummer Futures that was about really investing in a small group of queer artists that are all early career artists. And giving them a series of workshops that they can attend to develop their practice, and then also matching them up with an established mentor as well. And last year was the first year that we ran it. It was unusually amazing. Like it actually just kind of, it rolled out and rolled out in such a perfect way, and all the participants got so much out of the program.
They've been raving about it on social media for the past year. They've really been raving about just how amazing it's been to be able to have this and to be able to learn this way. It's been really positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as well, the kind of environment that we were able to cultivate with the participants was one where they felt really supported. They felt like they could get access to the kind of information or knowledge that they really needed as early career artists. And because we were able to match them with their kind of their dream mentor as well as part of the program, they were getting something really unique that they weren't able to find anywhere else. And so, it's a real no-brainer that they love the program so much. And now we're going to continue it from year to year.
Oh, so that's absolutely fantastic. So right now, Midsummer are doing a call out for any emerging queer artists and culture makers who are looking for, wanting to do something or don't know how. And this is a really great way to engage. I think it's really, I never had anything like this. You know, it was kind of like you're thrown into the deep end, you've got the festivals, you ask a million questions, you learn through making a million mistakes. So I think it's really wonderful that this is something that Midsummer is facilitating and helping to really build on Melbourne's queer art scene.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, that's something that we address in the workshop series as well, is we kind of, we address this idea of queer history. Mm. So we go on a visit to Algar and we go through the archives. We also bring in
established... You would get lost in there.
Oh, totally lost. It was my first time to Algar, to the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives. And I had really thought it was going to be this kind of like dusty place where...
Mothballs.
And then when I went in there... both myself and the participants were just completely enamoured with the collection. And for some of them, they then went on to create artworks that were inspired by the collection as well. So there's real opportunities as well for us to kind of engage deeply in terms of the queer history of Melbourne and Australia too.
Are any of the artists, have any of them entered anything for Midsummer for next year?
Yes, they have. So what we found is there's no prescribed outcome as part of the program. So you don't have to make a show or put on an event to be part of the program. But what we do find is that about half of the participants go on to then present as part of the festival, which is kind of amazing. Yeah,
that's really wonderful. Mm. I mean, and it's great that there's not that obligation, but it's also just giving this opportunity. I don't think people realise how fantastic it is to be able to be, have these workshops, have this kind of information for what it means to be a queer artist, because queer art is very different to other art forms and other art practices. You know, there are certain basic things here or there that we all do. That's part of the focus of art. But when you add that queer edge to it, we really are making structures, pushing boundaries and doing things in different ways. So it's really fantastic to have this kind of foundation. And the mentorship must be really exciting for them as well too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think a really great example of one of the mentorships from last year was Kate Lafoe, who's a filmmaker. She's been making films for about the last 5 years, has made a few short films that have had have been really successful, but just hasn't been able to find that mentor that has been really able to kind of take her practice to the next level. So we were able to match her with Glendon Ivan, who is the director behind the SBS's series called Safe Harbour.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and has also directed for, as we're currently working on a production called The Cry over in Glasgow, really incredible, like Palme d'Or winning film director. And so we were able to connect those two together. And basically Kate just shadowed Glendon on a series of film shoots.
That's a really good experience.
So amazing.
I'm jealous. I want that experience.
Yeah, same. I mean, I don't make film. But I want, you know.
No, neither do I. Wouldn't it be amazing to just be a fly on that wall?
Yeah. And so, and with each mentorship, we design them around the needs of the participants. So so when people apply for the program, they can either apply with a confirmed mentor, or they can just describe their dream mentor in the application, and then we'll work with them to match them with a mentor.
Are people often to do they say yes to like mentoring someone if they're someone's dream mentor?
Yeah, 90% of the time. Usually the reason people say no is because they're just too busy and they just don't have the time, or they're overseas or something like that. There's just a reason why they can't participate in the mentorship. But most of the time they say yes, and that's the role that Midsummer can play as well. It's a real difference when Midsummer is approaching an established practitioner than when an early career artist is approaching them.
And it must be really wonderful to be a part of the festival. Like, look, everyone often looks at Midsummer as just being 3 weeks at the start of the year where we get a little bit queer and take over Melbourne. But it must be so great because Midsummer is something that, you know, you guys are working all year round, not just to make the festival great, but to do so much more to be able to help and establish what queer art is for Melbourne must be really exciting.
It's absolutely exciting. So this program kind of precedes the festival and also runs after the festival as well. Runs for 9 months, but it also intersects with the festival as well. So the participants get a VIP pass to the festival, they get a bunch of free tickets, and then we also have a small workshop during the festival as well, where we get to kind of talk about things that we've seen, and we bring in some guest artists as well to talk to them about what their experience of making work at the festival.
So here's my question then, what does it mean to be, if people are hearing this and thinking, I want to apply, I want to do this, when you say you're looking for emerging queer artists and culture makers, when you're just looking at the ones from the past but some future, so there was someone who'd been studying film making films for the past 5 years, just because a lot of people might think, no, I'm not emerging, or that's not me, but this could actually be perfect for them.
Yeah. so we say that if you're in the first 10 years of your practice, then you're considered an early career
just
artist.
Just out of it.
It's not age dependent, so you can be 60 and be in your early, an early career artist as well, because lots of people have different life experiences and mean they come into art practice at different times. And you can be from any art form as well. So dance, visual art, film, theatre, drag, design. And also if you're involved in, I guess, the cultural landscape in any way, so maybe you might be an event producer, you might put on parties, really if you're culturally engaged, then this program is right for you.
So it's really like there's the scope of art practice. There's so many different layers and levels. So you really want, and you're wanting people to put their name down, because applications are open to be a part of Midsummer Futures, but they do close in Monday next week.
27th of August.
Yeah, not long.
Yes. So it'll close midnight, Monday the 27th of August. It is highly competitive. Last year we had about 40 applications and we selected 10.
And that's the first year, so you always know it's going to be more the second.
Exactly right. So, if you're unsure about whether it's the right program for you or not, please call the Midsummer office or send us an email and we can chat to you about your application, or just apply and then we can decide whether we think you're the right match for the program or not.
Exactly. It can't hurt to just put your hat in the ring. If you want to check out all the details of Midsummer Futures, you can jump onto the Midsummer website at midsummer.org.au. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we do want to remind everyone, if you're thinking about it, better to put your hat in the ring than to not. Applications close Monday the 27th of August at midnight. So if you're thinking about it, jump on the Midsummer website right now. Have a look. Where's the harm in filling out the application?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.